This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The battle for Pennsylvania's Electoral College votes in the upcoming presidential election is going to be fierce. The Keystone State voted twice for Barack Obama, but crucially contributed to Donald Trump's victory in 2016. And Northampton and Lehigh counties represent swing counties within a swing state. And recent polling by Muhlenberg College and the Morning Call just reinforce how close this race remains. The headline finding is a 4 percentage point lead by Joe Biden, 49% to the president's 45%. Helping us understand what exactly this latest information tells us about the race in Pennsylvania is Christopher Borick, a political science professor at Muhlenberg College and the director of their Institute of Public Opinion. Welcome back to WLVR, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
First of all, let's talk about the poll itself. These were likely Pennsylvania voters. When were they reached?
Indeed. They were reached between August 11th and 17th. So, a little over a week ago.
And so right before the Democratic National Convention had a chance probably to influence opinion.
That's exactly right. We went in the field. It was actually the day before Kamala Harris was identified as the vice presidential nominee.
Got
and
it.
So it was basically that period where she had emerged as the VP running mate and before the convention started.
So how much confidence can we place in these numbers? I think the last presidential election in 2016 certainly shook the confidence of Americans in polling results.
You know, when you look back at 2016, indeed, the race in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, the polls overestimated Clinton's performance by about three and a half points, which, again, you have to consider. Polls are great at giving estimates.
Mm-hmm.
They're not incredibly precise. So when you look at numbers, always understand that if, you know, you see a 3-4 point lead, it's a very close race. That means it's competitive, and not to necessarily start to think, okay, you know, one candidate's up by four, that means they're in incredibly strong position.
In this case, with Biden up by 4 percentage points, that's still within the margin of error of this result. Is that right?
It is. It is within the margin of error. And that's, you know, always important to note that if that's the case, we have to say that the race is generally, you don't have to say it's a toss-up, but you could say it's a close competitive race.
Got it. The poll seemed to indicate that on two issues, gave us some insight. One is that Pennsylvania voters are not satisfied with the president's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Now, that's clear, and that's one of the president's major liabilities right now. We saw 51% of Pennsylvanians, likely voters, rate the president's performance as poor. So you had a slim majority of Pennsylvanians give him the worst possible rating on the coronavirus response, and that certainly is one of his liabilities heading into this fall.
So then there's the economy. As James Carville said in 92 when Clinton versus Bush, it's the economy, stupid. What about today? Is it the economy?
Yeah, it's always the economy, and at least to a large degree. And one of the most fascinating findings, Brad, in the survey was that the perceptions of individuals' financial status hasn't really changed much since February, the last time we polled. 40% of Pennsylvanians said that they are better off now than when the president took office. Only 10% said that they were worse off, and the rest said they're about the same.
And that's surprising, given the enormous job losses in Pennsylvania.
Yes, and that's one of the big kind of perceptions, or how people perceive their financial status. And that, I think, buoys the president's chances, that they're looking at it in a broader sense rather than in the immediate sense, where most economic indicators show some differences.
Some real damage.
Early part of the year.
So do we have an idea going into the Republican National Convention what part of the Pennsylvania electorate remains undecided, and will the conventions cause them to make up their mind?
It's a small segment of the electorate right now that is undecided. There may be, you know, less than 5% of individuals that are in that case. And so in so many ways, this race is about turnout. It's about turnout. You can, of course, flip some voters, But getting your voters out is going to be essential. And I think you'll see part of the convention, the Republican convention this week, being an effort to energize Republicans, energize voters that are leaning to the president right now and make sure they're engaged and excited about the race. That becomes, I think, the paramount interest for both parties.
Christopher Borick is a professor of political science at Muhlenberg College and director of the Institute of Public Opinion there. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris.
It was my pleasure, Brad. Have a great day.